House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan will hold his first investigative hearing tomorrow on the Biden administration's border policies. Jordan once had contentious relationships with top Republican leaders, but now he's a key player in Speaker McCarthy's oversight agenda. NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh has this look at Jordan's evolving role on the Hill.
When Jordan arrived on Capitol Hill in 2007, he zeroed in on his quest to shrink the federal government as a member of the Budget Committee.
Mr. Chairman, I am new to this committee. I'm new to Congress. But I've already learned that around here, the game is called spend at every opportunity.
He led a group of fiscal conservatives in 2010 called the Republican Study Committee.
I like to tell folks we're supposed to be the conservative conscience for Republicans here in the nation's capital. And our job is to make sure Republicans act like Republicans.
Jordan wasn't afraid to confront his own leaders. He helped found the House Freedom Caucus in 2015. That group targeted then-Speaker John Boehner, and their battles contributed to him stepping down later that year. Boehner, also from Ohio, labeled Jordan a political terrorist in an interview with CBS in 2021.
I just never saw a guy who spent more time tearing things apart and never building anything, never putting anything together.
Jordan regularly battled with GOP leaders, but now he's at the leadership table himself. 8 years after opposing McCarthy's first bid for Speaker, he nominated him and lobbied fellow hardliners to vote for him, too.
I think Kevin McCarthy's the right guy to lead us. I really do, or I wouldn't be standing up here giving this speech. I came in with Kevin. We came in the same time 16 years ago. We haven't always agreed on everything, but I like his fight. I like his tenacity.
And McCarthy is giving Jordan a huge platform as a key architect of the GOP probes of the Biden administration. The Ohio Republican, often seen in his signature rolled-up shirt sleeves and no suit jacket, was one of President Trump's fiercest defenders during his first impeachment.
Democrats have never got over the fact that this new guy who's never been in this town, never been in politics, this new guy came in here and is shaking this place up, and that drives them crazy.
Mick Mulvaney, a South Carolina Republican who served in the House with Jordan, was one of the founding members of the Freedom Caucus. When he moved over to work as White House Chief of Staff for President Trump, he leaned on Jordan as a key ally.
You never know, you know, when the light is going to shine on you. You have to be ready. And I think Jim was. Jim did a great job, I thought, on the impeachment. I talked to him, you know, regularly during that period, and he was always on the ball.
Mulvaney says Jordan's priority is more about leading probes than passing bills.
I would look at Jim more as an investigator and somebody who's interested in transparency and accountability than I would describe him as a legislator. I don't think Jim would be very happy on the Financial Services Committee. I don't think he'd be happy on appropriations, but the man is made to run the Judiciary Committee.
And Jordan already has a long list of inquiries, including border security, education policies during the pandemic, and the alleged bias by the FBI. He'll also lead a new subcommittee that will look into what the Ohio Republican calls the weaponization of the federal government. Texas Republican Chip Roy, a member of that panel, says Jordan's the best person to lead that new effort.
I don't know anybody in town who's better prepared than Jim Jordan to go after the bureaucrats over in the executive branch and to bring light to the weaponization of government against the American people. I think he'll do a great job of it.
Some House Republicans are already pressing for Jordan to move to impeach President Biden. Jordan says that's up to the Speaker and the GOP conference. But Mulvaney warns impeachment has become a political tool, and it should be preserved for instances when there is solid evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors.
I hope that the Republicans will go back to that standard. If they end up impeaching Biden, it damn well better be for a really, really good reason.
California Democrat Ted Lieu sits on the Judiciary Committee and says about the panel's new chairman,
I believe he has very extreme views. I also believe that he believes in those views. So I respect that. Unlike Kevin McCarthy, who I believe doesn't actually believe in the things he says.
Mulvaney warns one problem Jordan may face is keeping his investigations focused. And he says some lawmakers may be more worried about getting on TV than getting to the truth.
It's going to be a challenge, there's no question, because lawmakers have learned that being on the right committee can make them famous, and they like that.
Jordan's first turn in the spotlight as chairman comes Wednesday. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, The Capitol.